Luka Doncic.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Absolutely Necessary. I am Logan Tracy, and as always, joining me in the studio that isn't really a studio is Jacob Masick and Jackson Lair. What is up, guys?
Nothing much. Just some nice, hot NBA voting right now for All-Stars.
Sorry, what? I did not understand what direction you were going with that. I'm glad where it ended up, but...
You're glad that it ended up at nice, hot NBA voting.
Yeah, that was a little interesting. Like to welcome Jackson back. He's back here because last podcast we missed him for the last 35 minutes. Thank you, Jackson.
Oops.
Welcome back.
Sorry.
Yeah, we did it again.
Woo. We'll promise we'll incorporate him more this time. We got a lot on the docket.
That's right, the mock draft.
So, without further ado, gentlemen, let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
All right, so...
Oh, by the way, let's rock and roll. Chicago Half Marathon.
Sir, could you chew up your food before you speak?
God, eating during the podcast. This is so unprofessional.
So
if
unprofessional.
I were paying you, I would have stopped paying you by now.
You would be unemployed.
Wait, we get paid for this?
Anyway, let's start talking about the NFL playoffs, because it's conference finals time, boys. Two big games this weekend. Rams-Saints, Patriots-Chiefs. How you guys feeling?
I'm excited. This looks like a good, it looks like it's going to be a good weekend of football. As I'm really interested to see how the Rams face the Saints and like how their defense responds to how it went last time with the Saints being the Rams. Love to see if Marcus Peters' trash talk will pay off.
Maybe we'll see a little Marcus Peters, Sean Payton sideline little back and forth.
I would love to see that, honestly.
They have had a couple issues.
A little bit of trash talking. I would love
will
that.
Will Mahomes show up in the clutch? I mean, when hasn't he? I mean, this will be great to see in his game. And then in this one, the Rams, I think they take it this time. I just think they're super motivated. Last time they came in on the top. And they might have looked over the Saints a little bit. The Saints hit him in the jaw. The plan they have is to take out Michael Thomas, rumor has it, with a double team. So we'll see this Saints multifunctional offense have to prove itself.
Let's dig a little deeper into these games. Now, and we'll start with that Saints-Rams matchup. As we know, in Week 9 this year, the Rams and the Saints met. That game was in St. Louis, or not St. Louis, that game was in
New Orleans,
excuse me.
You just get stuck on the word Saints.
Yep, and where the Rams used to play. That game was in New Orleans, and the Saints won 45-35. Drew Brees threw almost 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. Michael Thomas had one heck of a game with 211 receiving yards. What do you think the Rams have to do differently this time? Besides, you know, show up and play defense.
Well, that would be one of the things they need to do differently. I think if we're just looking past the defensive deficiency, I'd say the deficiency on defense was the fact that the Saints focused on Aaron Donald and tried to take him out. And by that, I mean they did not take him out, because literally you'd have to send a triple team to take him out. Then even giving someone a free run at the quarterback. They put a double team on him, and he was still getting through relatively a lot, but they were stopping him. He was taking more time to get to the quarterback, giving Brees more options to look downfield. They didn't get as much of a pass rush as I thought they would. They did nice against the run, but the issue was when it got to the pass rush, Donald was taken out of the game a little bit in terms of the pass rush, and the other guys on the D-line didn't really step up that much. I was a little disappointed. Brees had some time back there, and as we know, Michael Thomas-Brees connection is just absolutely insane, and he just kept finding him. Plus, we all know the Saints have a couple playmakers at wide receiver that are really fast and speedy, and our threats, so even on those plays where the primary route doesn't work and you make them adjust, they're going to do that. So Rams need a better pass rush in this one, and on offense they need to be more consistent with their run game, I think. Their run game is what's riding them right now. If they can get some play action passes, that will open everything up.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I disagree with Donald, your Donald point. Aaron Donald did show up in the first game somewhat. He recovered a fumble, and there were no team sacks in that game, but he did hit the quarterback 4 times and had a tackle for loss, defended a pass. So Aaron Donald did have an impact.
I don't think he
was
that as dominant as he could have been.
But you're right. He is going to have to be the best defensive player for the Rams in this game if they have a shot at getting to Drew Brees. That's a very good offensive line New Orleans has.
They have weaknesses, though.
I definitely think the biggest concern for me when looking at the Los Angeles Rams defense is their corners. I think they haven't played up to what we expected when they first made those
and
moves this
big
season.
Names, yeah.
And those big names are going to have to show up if the Rams have a shot at winning this game. Jackson, anything to add?
No, yeah, it's just going to be... If the Rams don't come with defenses... But the defense on all cylinders, it'll just be a shootout. And I think the Saints will win that game if the defense can't find a way to shut down Kamara, shut down Thomas, and then eventually just shut down Drew Brees. This is his game right now in the playoffs. It's his game to lose. We know that Brees has that clutch gene, so we'll see how the Rams do that. But hopefully Jared Goff, with that young core, the veteran presence in the defense, that'll lift them to the championship. Into the Super Bowl for this year.
It's definitely, it feels more like a make it or break it year for the Rams than it really, some would say, should. But truthfully, it kind of is. They have a lot of expensive older pieces on that team that they are most likely not going to be able to retain in the year or next year, especially when people like Jared Goff come up for huge contract extensions. So it's a pretty big year, whereas the Saints feel like they can keep going as long as Drew Brees is Drew Brees. But I don't know. We don't know how the Rams will respond.
That's right. Yeah. Well said.
Good contribution.
I did. I contributed.
Jacob. Do you have anything else to talk about this game?
I thought I summarized that as best I could, honestly, if I say so myself.
Do you still have food in your mouth?
Nope.
Yes, you do. Stop lying.
All right, what's the biggest key for the Saints,
lie.
Then?
How dare you accuse me?
What's the biggest key, then, for the Saints to win this game? We talked about the Rams' defense.
Get the offense churning.
I'd say run game. On offense, it's got to be the run game. I think that will put the Saints on their heels. The Rams offense is best when it can function, because it has so many threats, when it can operate like a well-oiled steam engine. When it can operate like that, although steam engines don't really operate anymore, but let's take it back to like the 1920s. A well-operating steam engine, they have so many weapons that if they can get that run game going, the play action will open up and you'll have receivers over the field. I think if you can get Robert Woods off play action, Brandon Cooks, those guys are so speedy and fast, and you keep the cornerback's eyes in the backfield, that's going to open so much up for the Rams. So I think the run game's big here.
The key thing I'm looking for with the New Orleans team to win this game is going to be its run defense. CJ Anderson, since he joined Los Angeles, has been phenomenal. And Todd Gurley, in my opinion, is the best running back in football right now.
Whoa!
So they have a dynamic rushing attack that has been two-headed since the start of the playoffs.
Ty Gurley, best running back in football?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
2 minutes. Yeah. And New Orleans, regular season, they had the second-best run defense in football in terms of yards allowed. I think it's going to be a key matchup in this game because the Rams are going to want to start the run early. Because that takes pressure off Jared Goff. That makes the Saints defense look more for that run, and that opens up passing lanes. So I think the biggest key for New Orleans is they're going to have to stop the run, make Goff feel the pressure, and force him to make throws. Score prediction right now. Saints-Rams. Who's winning? What's the score?
Tough game to predict. I think the Rams run game gets going in this just because Todd Gurley, CJ Anderson, multifunctional. They get some... play action plays. I think the Rams actually win this one, although the people say the favorite's the Saints. They'll think they'll take them again. I think their strategy to take Michael Thomas out of the game will actually work on defense. So I'm going Rams 30-27.
That is true. The current betting line has New Orleans as a 3.5-point favorite. Jackson, your pick?
I'm going to have the Rams take over this game. They eliminate the the man, the myth, the legend, who is Drew Brees. And it makes it not an easy win, just a win, as they beat the Saints 31-24.
I'm going to say it's a little less scoring than you guys. I think defenses are going to show up more in this one. And at the end of the day, it comes down to me who's been playing better. And I think the Rams have been playing better down the stretch than New Orleans has. So I'm going to say it's close, because it's going to be one heck of a game. But I'm going to say 24-21, Los Angeles Rams. All right, then let's talk about the other one. It's the team that's always in the conference championship, the New England Patriots versus the newcomer Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo!
What do you guys think about this one?
Patrick Mahomes, baby. So happy that he comes out, first-year starter, and just leads this Chiefs team with all the weapons that he has.
Did you predict
Travis Kelce? No, but I drafted him, man. And
drafted him in what?
Fantasy football, bro.
In real life, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs, bro. No, but seriously, I'm very happy that he has this. I was very worried about him in the beginning of the season, being his mentor, Alex Smith, for only 1 year, and then going right into just being forced into that position. A little bit skeptical on how he would react to that. Then his hot start came, and it was all over for the league. So I think Patrick Mahomes took this league by storm. He hasn't slowed down, as he had 50 touchdown passes in the year, and has my vote for the MVP. So he's going to keep playing like an MVP, and he's going to take care of it with Tyreek Hill. The one thing I have to worry about, though, is that defense. We can count on Patrick and the offense performing, but we can't count on the defense holding the Patriots' offense. But, you know, it's going to be a toss-up if Brady shows up this game.
This is another rematch like that Saints-Rams one. They did play in the regular season. The Patriots came out on top in a barn burner in New England. One of the big differences is this game is in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, one of the loudest stadiums in football. Jacob, what do you think the key is for the Chiefs if the Chiefs want to come out on top?
I think this is actually quite easy to point out. The way to beat the Patriots is to not give up and not let up. I think the moment you give the Patriots an in or anything, here's what the Chiefs need to do to win this game, in my opinion. They need to get on top quick and early. They need to get out of the gate quick. Belichick will decline the toss, so he'll give the Chiefs the ball. I'm telling you this right now. Belichick will deny the toss, give the Chiefs the ball. They need to score immediately. Then they need to get a stop. Okay? And that would be the best scenario for the Chiefs. But the thing is, the problem against the New England Patriots is you need to be consistent. You need to bring that offensive attack drive after drive. And I wouldn't trust any other offense than the Chiefs to be able to do that. But the last time the Chiefs played the Patriots, they got down by a lot. They had an incredible comeback, but they ended up losing. But the Chiefs got down by a lot. You do not want to play from behind with the Patriots. And the fact that they came back and almost won that game shows a lot about them. But to win this game, I think the Chiefs need to not play from behind, and they need to keep it at least close. But I would say the best scenario for the Chiefs is to make that early jump and then have their defense get that stop, and that's just that all the momentum. The issue is then they have to come out after halftime and keep that intensity, which I feel like it happens every time with Tom Brady and the Patriots in the playoffs. Even if they go down out of halftime, Belichick makes those adjustments, they come out and get those touchdowns. The Chiefs' game plan from Andy Reid needs to be put into effect.
Let's pivot and talk about the Patriots. What are the Patriots' biggest concerns coming into this game? Because there are some holes on that team.
Oh, for sure. And I would say biggest one would be tight end. Rob Gronkowski has not been performing at the elite caliber that we are used to seeing him, especially in the later season, in the regular season. Sir, don't give me the head shake. We all know. We all have seen this boy.
He can still do it.
Boy, okay, okay.
He was injured.
Anyway, Rob Gronkowski has not been the same for them. And he has been shut down by teams consistently. And that's a big hole, because Rob Gronkowski was where the offense went on third down. He was very clutch for them, and they've been missing that. And that's been clear this season. So I think that they need to get Rob Gronkowski going at the elite level he was at. Because if they can't get him, they'll have no problem shutting down Julian Edelman. And there really isn't an efficient run game. Sony Michel maybe goes off again, but I think that the Chiefs will know how to take care of business if they don't get Rob Gronkowski going, because that is the biggest place that they can do damage in Rob.
I don't think so.
And that's Tom's favorite target.
That's not the biggest place the Patriots can do damage.
That is the biggest place.
The best scoring defense in the NFL, and on offense, I think the best part of the asset of this Patriots team is the ability to run the ball.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Sony Michel is one of the best downhill runners in the league. When he gets the ball,
like,
and gets
maybe
it out
top
the middle,
10.
Downhill. Yes.
Maybe top 10.
And that's exactly why I'm not going to put it all on a tight end. They can take away a tight end. You think the Patriots are screwed if they take away Rob Gronkowski? That is a complete lie. You are incoherent because you're saying this. The Patriots have won so many games in the playoffs and Rob Gronkowski has been taken away from them. Dante Moncrief showed out last week.
Dante Moncrief.
Did you know who Dante Moncrief was?
Yes, he played
for
the
Colts.
Yeah,
he got cut twice.
Yeah.
Patriots picked him up.
Okay.
So, they have other weapons. Or this guy came out of nowhere. Tom Brady is an elite quarterback. Stop thinking he throws it to Gronk every time.
He doesn't throw it to Gronk every time. I'm just saying that's a clutch third down conversion guy. If you want a third down conversion, you go to Gronk. And he's a big body.
Cool.
You can catch those
balls.
And
they double team him, and then he'll pass to somebody else.
Okay. So, you take that
away.
Exactly.
So,
you
Gronk
take that
away. You said Gronk's the only way they'll win.
No, I just said that's
no,
a big
that
part.
Is exactly what
I
you said.
I said there's a hole in the offense,
that's
bro.
What you said.
I said that there's a tight end. No, I didn't.
Yes,
I said that there's a tight end.
Yes,
that's a big hole.
You said the only way they'll win this game is Rob Gronkowski.
If they get Rob Gronkowski going, that will help them win the
what
game.
What if you double team?
Okay. Then pass out to the wide receiver.
I need
See,
to
exactly.
ask,
doesn't make any
Jacob,
sense.
I need to ask you a question
ask
real
a question.
Fast. And it's about Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm looking here at the scores and the statistics from the Chargers game, and I don't think Dante Moncrief's on the New England Patriots, bro. I think.
Wait, is he actually not? I'm thinking of somebody else.
That's hilarious.
I think maybe you're thinking of Philip Dorsett,
I'm
who caught the touchdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
Philip
Dante
Dorsett.
Moncrief, last time
Philip
I checked,
Dorsett.
Was still on the Jaguars, and he signed there, and I don't think he's been cut.
No, he hasn't. He got cut from the Colts.
So,
The Colts decided not to re-sign him. He didn't get
released.
Cut from the Colts.
I guarantee you he got released. Please.
please say it so.
No. Bro, okay. Jackson, you're, the way you said that was completely incoherent. No, can you repeat what you said? Can you rephrase what you said? Because the way I'm telling you what you said was the only way the Patriots will win this game. Is that that's what it sounded like, exactly what you were saying.
Okay, was that how it sounded like?
I didn't take it as that. I thought he was saying that it's a big key.
Thank you.
And you're right. It's important that the Patriots get Rob Gronkowski going. However, I'm gonna back Jacob's points up a little bit, is that the Patriots are not completely dependent on Rob Gronkowski. They have a solid running back combo with Sony Michel and James White, who's not only a great pass-catching running back, but is a solid speed runner as well. They've got players like Julian Edelman, and, you know, it's the Patriots in the playoffs.
I think
they're
going to
get
Patterson
something going from someone
could play
stupid.
A bigger factor than Rob Gronkowski.
Okay, he could.
Okay.
He could.
Thank you.
Just saying that you don't put the game on the line.
I think Kyle Van Noy could play a bigger factor in this game.
Okay,
you are actually blowing smoke up my ass now.
Whoa!
I will take the 10 push-ups.
Okay,
I'll take the 10 push-ups, but that is absolute bullcrap that you say that.
Kyle Van Noy is a Pro Bowl linebacker.
Where'd Kyle Van Noy go to college? Without looking it up, I see you looking it up. Name it right now. You have 3 seconds.
BYU.
I think that might be right. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we'll check it. Anyway.
I looked it up, so.
All right, fine. Anyway, let's get to the final score predictions. How do you guys think this game is going?
How this game is going? Jackson can go first.
Kansas City has this. I want them to win.
Well,
so
no. What's actually going to happen?
It's going to be the Chiefs. Oh, okay. It's going to be the Chiefs, and it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to say 38-31.
I respect that. Yes, high scoring game. I am in agreement with Jackson on this one. Exact same score. Thank you.
I think this game's going to be a little less high scoring. You've got to take into account the fact that the weather is going to be horrible.
Patrick Mahomes don't wait for no weather.
And Tyreek Hill don't wait for nothing.
Both of these defenses. I will say the Chiefs, more so than the Patriots, played very well in their last game in the divisional round. I think I want to say the Chiefs are going to win.
Right.
My heart's telling me that, even though I really... It's hard for me to like the Chiefs, and it's hard for me to like Pat Mahomes, because he threw the ball with his left hand.
My wish list for this game would be for Tom Brady to rush for a touchdown, like the last time they played each other.
Oof.
The second wish item is Patrick Mahomes to throw a touchdown
on
the ground. Without being touched, he will fall over and throw it from the ground to an open receiver in the end zone for a touchdown. That would
for me, it would be a 50-yard pass.
You know what?
He's looking for a screen to the running back. No. Boom!
I've changed my
mind. Cross his body.
The Patriots have lost 5 games this year. All 5 of those games they lost were on the road. The Chiefs are 7-1 at home, excluding the playoff game. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think it's going to be the Chiefs 30-27.
I like what you're saying, man.
Thank you very much. I also like what I'm saying.
No problem, man.
Anyway, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, because there's been some drama surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really? I hadn't known.
And the most important piece of that drama is that Mike Munchak is now the O-line coach for the Denver Broncos.
That's some huge drama.
That's a huge...
We go into that, did you guys hear the Colts released their fired their O-line coach?
The Colts?
The best offensive line in the league.
That's O-line coach.
But here's the reason why. When Josh McDaniels went to the Colts, he hired some staff members before he left to go back to the Patriots. The Colts honored those contracts. So this O-line coach was from McDaniels. Is the thing. But I just found it interesting that even though he was from McDaniels, he coached the best offensive line.
He did so well that I wouldn't think you'd fire him. But
that was just his...
And speaking of coordinators, Scott Linehan, the Cowboys coordinator, got fired, which is going to make Cowboys fans happy. But let's talk about the Steelers again. Because the biggest key in all of that drama now...
Is Juju Smith... Oh.
Has... Don't you ruin Juju Smith-Schuster. He is the only one of the triple Bs that is not a triple B and that I liked. He's only one of the Steelers skill players I enjoyed.
I love Juju
Him and Connor. But anyway...
If you're listening to this, Juju, I will share it with you on Instagram. Please listen to it. You can come on anytime you want. For the culture. Migos. Let's go. I see you, Buji.
You just spoke a foreign language.
That's his dog.
You stopped speaking English.
I'll play you in 2K or Madden sometime.
Anyway, the biggest key in that drama has ceased being Le'Veon Bell and has started to become Antonio Brown, who by the day is looking more increasingly like he has played his last game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you guys think about how the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell have... Or not Le'Veon Bell. How do you think the Steelers have handled the Antonio Brown situation? And what do you think about Antonio Brown now? Don't all answer at once, please.
Okay, so...
No, go ahead.
No, you got it.
No, you got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Antonio Brown... In the words of the great Jerry Rice, Antonio Brown wants to be a 49er. Today, Antonio Brown took the Pittsburgh Steelers out of his Twitter bio and changed it. If
he
you
did
go
that
check
a while
it,
ago.
If you check it, it no longer says Pittsburgh Steelers. Antonio Brown is gone, practically. I think we all know that. It's beyond repair. I think the issues here is Tomlin and him have always had kind of a back-and-forth type of relationship on this team. Obviously, he's a big character. I just don't think that he feels like he's valued as much as he should be in this franchise right now. I don't know what contributes to that. But the issues are becoming prevalent that for some reason the Steelers have an issue with star players and fighting with other players. There's just Mike Tomlin is having some issues there in terms of play calling. I think the Steelers will move on. Juju Smith-Schuster will become a number one wide receiver, as he should be. Juju's a great receiver. I know he would love for Antonio Brown to stay around, as he recently said in one of his videos. But I think it's time for Juju to take that next step. I think he's been with Antonio long enough to learn the ropes, and I think it's time for him to become a number one wide receiver and excel in Pittsburgh. And I think Antonio will go to the San Francisco 49ers and still be one of the top wide receivers in the league.
All right. Fair points there. Let's hear some other fair points from Jackson.
No, I agree with Jacob in the sense that Antonio Brown is not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler next year, along with Le'Veon. Determining team, I'm not so sure that's going to be a 49er. I guess, like, Antonio could wish to be a 49er, and that's all good and right. However, I feel like he's going to look for more of the money at this point in his career. He's going to try to pay in. And I think that there's a lot of teams out there that are trying to find their step, namely Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jets with Sam Darnold trying to look for a veteran wide receiver there to pair up alongside Robbie Anderson. I think that would be very, very beneficial for them. I think that they just have to look. I think Antonio's going to test free agency a little bit. Or not like free agency, more like...
He's not a free agent.
Right, no, he's not a free agent. I'm sorry.
And
he's
the gonna... Steelers don't plan on releasing him.
Right.
That's
at least... Why would they? They get stuff back for him. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that he'll... I guess he doesn't have a choice to go from where he is, like where he goes. But he'll have a little bit more of a choice, I should say. Like,
it's not completely out of his hands, but right. The ultimate choice does not belong with him. The choice belongs with Pittsburgh. I think that's right. What you're
saying. Sorry, yeah, exactly.
But with words.
So I don't think that we can say without a reasonable doubt he'll be a 49er. I think that there's a lot of teams out there are trying to get Antonio Brown. But yeah, he's definitely gone. And that's unfortunate for the Steelers.
To key in, I just want to do this with my time. I want to key in on some teams and what kind of teams are probably going to be in on Antonio Brown.
Sure.
If you're looking, it's going to be teams that believe they're close, that Antonio Brown is going to be the difference maker for their team, and teams that have cap room, because he's going to want to re-sign a big contract.
Yep.
So the 49ers are a natural fit, as mentioned, but there are definitely some other teams that can afford to get him. A few that I want to point out are the Oakland Raiders, who are definitely not a step away, but going to have some serious cash this offseason. The Indianapolis Colts are in a bad look. The Colts are going to have some money to spend, and if they want to pair him and T.Y. Hilton, I think that's going to be a pretty good matchup for them. The Jets were briefly mentioned. The Jets have room to spend, are looking for playmakers for Darnold, and Antonio Brown's is going to be one of the best available playmakers this offseason. And then if you want to target an in-conference rival, though I don't think the Steelers are going to do this, the Cleveland Browns are kind of a perfect fit. If you think about it, the Browns have cap room. The Browns need a playmaker to help Baker Mayfield. Who better than Antonio Brown?
Oof,
I think your biggest problem Jarvis, is the Steelers aren't going to want to trade him in division, especially to a rival. So I don't know how that works out. What do you guys think how this past, these two seasons full of drama, how is this reflected upon the Steelers organization?
They just need Tomlin out. I think that's where all this is coming from. Like, I've never liked Tomlin as a coach, him with his dirty plays and just the way he just...
Dirty plays?
Did you see the kickoff, Jacoby Jones, like, years ago? Like, when it was...
Oh, that wasn't Tomlin.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
He put his foot out, tried to strip Jacoby Jones.
No, that was an assistant coach.
No, that was definitely Tomlin.
No. No. Right, I'm thinking now of the guy from the Jets. My bad.
Okay, I was like, boy. No, but...
God, two people have done that in the NFL.
Yeah, and they... Yeah.
Good heavens,
so,
okay.
I think that Tomlin is just... I don't like how he handles his team. And the players are seeing this, and he's lost control of the locker room and that whole entire organization. They're very close to becoming the Pittsburgh football team for me. And I'm very sad to hear that because I really liked Le'Veon Bell when he was in the league. I liked that three-headed monster that the Steelers had with Big Ben in his prime and Antonio and Le'Veon. And they even got Juju Smith-Schuster on that coming up and coming. So... It's going to be really unfortunate next year when we only see Ben and Juju on the field.
Quick step in.
Yeah.
I made a mistake last show. If, from now on, if I ever call the Washington football team by their technical real name, I will do 10 push-ups.
Deal.
Wait. So Alex Smith and what team does he play for?
The Washington football team.
Oh, okay.
Why would you do it?
The NFL football team that plays in the nation's capital.
I was just making sure he was serious about his commitment. You need to do that in life. When people have commitments,
don't put this
you need
on
to back
me.
Them up and
don't you dare
honestly
put this on
help
me.
Them do
you, no, you make your points for
I'm
Steelers.
I'm not putting it on
make
you.
Make your points for Steelers.
I'm not putting it
make
up.
Some points for the Steelers.
I already went through a whole entire monologue.
You're fine. We
to all my podcast viewers out there, you
oh
guys
my
do
gosh.
Not understand. Like, actually, you probably do. Because in your daily life, there's a lot of negative people on social media and stuff. I think you need to focus on the positives in life and just be a positive light yourself in this world full of negativity.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree with your point. Love us, hate us, let us know. We just like to know that someone's listening out there in the void.
Jacob likes to become the victim.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are, yes, a dramatic, like, it's a beauty pageant. Steelers. I don't know how
it's
to describe
beauty
it.
Pageant.
It's 12-year-old girls who are fighting over who's the most beautiful. That's pretty much what I can best compare their locker room to at this point due to reports. There is people being kicked out of there like crazy. Le'Veon Bell, the drama with all his teammates. I mean, what? They literally raided his locker.
Remember when that was therapeutic and that was going to turn the season around and then
hilarious.
They missed the playoffs?
Ooh.
Me too. I think it's more than a locker room thing. I think that the Steelers have created this false image of a Steeler way, this perfect way of doing things,
sure.
and it's completely hypocritical. They don't have that. From the top up, there's serious culture issues, and I think the biggest domino that's going to have to fall for them to change those issues is when Roethlisberger's gone. Roethlisberger's got to go for them to change the culture because he's one of the biggest problems behind it, but they can't get rid of him. So I don't think the culture's really going to change until Roethlisberger's out, until he retires or they decide that they're done with him.
That's a good take. I like that.
That was a really good take.
Whoa!
Do you ever watch the Urinated Tree take on like Ben Roethlisberger? And
I know he hates him.
Yeah,
I know he absolutely hates him. And that wasn't the thing that pushed me over the edge, but I agreed with every word that man said.
I know. I just Captain. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it on.
Yeah,
on
you.
Podcast,
you I mean. You can't because then you'll have to do 10 push-ups.
I know.
So let's stop talking about the NFL.
All
right,
let's do it.
Because it's basketball time. Woo! Tonight is Friday night. And do you guys know the big event that's happening Friday night?
Cue the music. All-star NBA hot voting.
No, it's the draft.
No, dude. Boogie Cousins makes his debut tonight.
Oh, I thought you had a
DeMarcus Cousins makes his debut. Warriors Clippers.
No, but Logan, he doesn't even have to play because he's already in the All-Star voting.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't
he's
matter.
Starting
he's starting tonight.
Whoa.
Or maybe he's not starting
that
tonight, but he is
like
playing
a
tonight.
Dwarf.
Your comments are demented, Dwarf.
The thing that
whoa,
made
okay, viewers, that is a very negative.
The thing that made us all hate DeMarcus Cousins and the Warriors a little more is officially coming to fruition tonight.
Yes.
What do you guys think about Boogie Cousins making his debut?
I'm actually kind of
the
excited.
End is nigh.
For
the league. We should all be struck down after tonight. The NBA is now going to turn into the Warriors for the next 15 years.
You think that he's going to extend his contract?
No, players are just going to keep coming to the Warriors. Like, it's going to be Giannis and Kyrie
and LeBron
are all going to come to the Warriors. Like, literally.
So
the
what
Warriors,
you're saying
the
is
Warriors,
that the
Warriors
are going to become the national team?
The Warriors are the first team. Are going to be the first team to appeal to the NBA for robotic players, and they're going to turn into just the best.
They'll definitely be just Team USA.
Team USA and Giannis.
Team USA and Giannis.
Literally, when they apply for Team USA this year, they're just going to tell everyone they're just going to take the Warriors team. I mean,
honestly, like they're all.
Pop will go on as assistant coach with Steve Kerr.
They only.
And then the world will explode, and none of it will matter.
Yeah, no, we're all going to be, it's going to be the, whatever you call it, the Protestants call it, I forget.
What?
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate.
The apocalypse?
What is it called when you get, like, suddenly taken up? The reckoning?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, what is it called?
Assumption?
I think it's the reckoning.
All right, everybody, I'm going to do
a
quick fact check.
Anyway, while you do that quick fact check, how do you think this bodes for the Warriors season in real life?
I think it'll improve it because they've been really struggling with the center position. Having Damian Jones, who is a 69 on 2K.
Yeah, well, 2K ratings.
I know. And Kevin Looney is definitely not the answer for that. And after Damian Jones got injured, like they had to go to Kevin Looney.
And Jordan Bell has absolutely disappeared. I don't know where he went.
So I think that Cousins will definitely be an upgrade. And I think that teams will have to know that Cousins can shoot the ball from three. And has the great assist record for himself in his career. So he's a dynamic center that the Warriors need, and I think that they'll very much benefit from it tonight.
I agree with you. The Warriors' biggest hole is definitely at the five, and who better to fill it with than the man who was a top five center in the NBA last year until he went down. Are you concerned with him coming back from a pretty serious injury? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always worry with an Achilles. a torn Achilles injury.
And it's such a big dude, too.
Oh, exactly. And, like, yeah. he'll have to depend on that foot for dunking and just, like, all these other liabilities that can happen.
Now, get me right. Watch the start of the game because I don't think Cousins will play a huge amount in this game. Probably just, like, the first bit, maybe the end. Other than that, I don't think he'll get an extreme amount of minutes. I wouldn't put him in for extreme amount of minutes. You got to bring him back slowly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I think he's rumored. I believe they said he's starting the game.
Rumor has it.
I messed that up. I'm so sorry. Cousins is starting and probably ending this game. So honestly, if you're looking for DeMarcus Cousins, I would just watch it at the beginning. The only way we can see is to watch him play. I think we'll see if he's altered in any way. I assume he'll be a bit rusty. It's tough to practice.
Of course.
The other question I want to ask you guys with this is, how do you guys think the adjustment period's going to go? Because when the Warriors added Kevin Durant, there was a small adjustment period. So do you guys think the adjustment period is going to go well? How long do you think the adjustment period is going to take? Just talk about that.
I don't think the adjustment period will be extremely hard for the Warriors. I think with DeMarcus Cousins heading back, the Warriors will jump right into things. I think the Warriors will still be completely operable. The big hope with the Warriors here is that a center adds, especially one that can stretch the floor, will spread the floor out a little bit more and help out in a different way. I think that's actually a thing the Warriors have missed, mm-hmm. which makes it even scarier. The fact that Cousins can step outside and hit,
oh, yeah.
that pulls the center out of the lane. That gives KD more room to work. That gives Steph more room to work. That'll make even easier drives,
yeah.
make a center run over to help. He's not going to make it out to Cousins to contest the shot. So if somebody's open out there, they're literally going to have to guard a multi-dimensional offense that has so many shooters. McKinney for the Warriors has done great this year. Undrafted. Alphonso McKinney is shooting great from three.
I totally agree with you.
If anybody uses the Warriors in NBA 2K19 from now on with DeMarcus Cousins, they have no place in life. I'm sorry. Unless you made a special like blood pact with somebody that you can use the Warriors, you should not use them unless you absolutely suck at the game, because this team is just going to be absolutely incredible. They're going to pull the center out of the lane, and this is just going to give the Warriors so much more ability to drive.
Question. So when we play 2K now,
you don't play
do you want to ask me to use DeMarcus Cousins?
You don't play 2K with me.
In the Warriors? Do you want to ask me if you can use them so you can beat me?
You're bad. So I'm the best person here in 2K. So you can use the Warriors against me. I will be the Phoenix Suns.
That's some confidence.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have to start streaming us playing games.
Yeah. Guys, YouTube channel coming soon.
Bet.
All right. So... There are. Hi, Steven. We're on our podcast. You want to say hi?
Oh, shoot. You're recording. I'm so sorry.
It's all good, bro.
Say hi.
Hi.
And all five people heard
That's
you.
My boss.
Thank you for stopping by, Steven.
76.
You should, like, put a poster up that says we're recording in here.
No, it's fine.
Way cooler.
We've already had people come in. They've asked for people to come back, you know?
Yeah. We love it when people come in.
You might be stuck in
here. That's the fair part, yeah.
That is Steven Richardson, or RD. Our awesome RD, I should say.
Sir?
RD Steven is one of my favorite people.
He's amazing!
Okay, right. Stop yelling at it.
Guys.
Alright, let's stop talking about the Warriors unless you have something
nope.
to add.
All right. Jacob touched all my points.
Did I touch all of them?
Yeah.
Who's the best basketball player in college basketball?
Young sir, that would be a man by the name of Zion.
RJ Barrett.
Disgusting. Zion Williamson is the best player in college basketball, but the second best player in college basketball?
RJ
Barrett. It is not. The second best player in college basketball is
Ja
Murray State.
Morant, yeah.
Ja Morant is the second best player. This man is the reincarnation of Russell Westbrook with better shooting. He's a better shooter than Russell Westbrook. This guy can literally walk on air. I didn't ever think I saw.
I think that you just...
Ja Morant is the basketball player who I think sounds most like a Game of Thrones character.
John of Mormont.
Oh, John Snow.
Because there's Jorah Mormont in the show. I'm not a huge Game of Thrones fan. I just started getting into it. But there's Jorah Mormont. And I think John Mormont sounds like a distant relation.
What you're trying to tell us is you're not going to be on the podcast for
John
the next Mormont, few
like John
Yeah,
Mormont.
I'm going to stream all of Game of Thrones before 8 comes out. But I do want to talk about Zion Williamson. Because Zion Williamson is a freak. But Zion Williamson recently sustained an eye injury that he did come back from.
And they also lost to Syracuse.
You're right. Here's the question I want to propose. Nick Bosa, when he got hurt this last year, decided to sit out the season. And his injury was much more serious than Zion's. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it's become customary for top college prospects for the NFL, when they get injured, to sit out. Or to not risk injury in things like their bowl games. We don't see players do that in NCAA basketball. Nobody sits out March Madness to save themselves for the NBA draft. When people sustain injuries, like, per se, Zion's injury is a little more serious, he's not sitting out and waiting for the draft. A good comparison would be Michael Porter last year. Michael Porter worked through an injury to try to get back for the tournament. Mm-hmm. Why don't we see that?
More often, you mean?
Yeah, why don't we see that more often in basketball? Why don't players sit out to save themselves to the NBA?
I think the thing is that draft stock, and in terms of the NBA drafting, is so important. And placement is so important. And fitting the right team and showing all your talents so that team can select you to make the right fit is so important. I think in the NBA, teams are very selective in terms of their scouting and stuff. And if someone's not able to do that, and like why Michael Porter dropped is because, yes, they had high school film, but college is another level. And you want to make sure his game fits your team. And if you have such a small sample size, it's hard to evaluate that player.
But
I know Zion Williamson can beat 5'9 white kids, okay? I've seen him do that. And I've seen him beat good players, too. But the thing is, I could go and make 7'3s on Zion Williamson. That doesn't mean I'm going to make the NBA.
But I can turn everything around in your argument that you made for why college is, basketball is a step up.
No.
I can say that exact same thing for college football. I want to know why we don't see that. Is there something systematically different with both of them?
I think the thing with college football and football in general is football is a game where it's easier to get hurt in. And I think the thing with college football is because, and I know basketball is considered a contact sport, but the evaluation in science is the football. A big hit is like a car crash, or getting hit every time is like a car crash, getting in a mini car crash every single time. Basketball has been evaluating that same scientific discussion, and it's not like that. It's not like that. The only thing that they evaluated is if you were in a high-release situation, which for Zion Williamson is dangerous because Zion can jump so high. If his legs were to get taken out, that would be a car crash, him hitting the ground. That's the only evaluation they found. So I think the difference there is the thing that if you have a hamstring injury, you come back to football, someone goes right into your hamstring, that's an issue with their helmet or something.
That's an ouchie on my hammies.
Yes, so I think that it's the issue of the diversity of injuries in each game.
That's a fair point, definitely, for sure. I wonder if that's something we're going to start seeing more, because it's not just about the severity of injuries, in my opinion. Like, there's some serious wear and tear, and there's a lot of serious wear and tear that goes on to, like, a 12-13 game college football season, but you play, like, 40 games sometimes when you're in college basketball. 30 to 40 games, that's a lot of wear and tear. I wouldn't be surprised in the future if we see...
That's a lot of wear and tear, but the thing with college basketball and college football is that college basketball, I would say, looks more into the analytics of things. So the more minutes that a player plays, the better chance they have to draft. And due to the fact that NBA only has 2 rounds and the NFL has 7 rounds, I think comes to effect here because that's that many players not being drafted. So if Zion, let's say if his eye severity injury was super, super bad, like super grave, and like he could have come back, I think that Zion would be hurting his draft stock if he sat out those games because of the fact that he can only be drafted by the top two in the top 2 rounds. And if it was even that bad, he might have not able to bend. He might have dropped so much that he might have even gotten out of it. I'm not saying that would have happened. I'm just saying, like, there's always that possibility. So I kind of agree with Jacob in the fact that, like, the NFL, the NFL is kind of different sort of monster compared to like injuries, because of the fact that, I mean, you don't see many ACL tears in basketball. You don't see the severity of injuries that are happening in football and basketball. But it's something to think about when you're a coach or when you're a player looking out for yourself for the future in the long term, because you want to be in long term in the professional state. You don't want to be just good in college and bad in professionals. You want to be ready for professionals. So prepping your body for that is definitely a key part of everything that goes into your work ethic and such.
This is definitely a question I wanted to bring up just to make not only us, but anybody listening really think.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there's some, maybe even like a double standard or things like that. I'm not saying there is. I don't
for
believe
sure,
there's
yeah.
a double standard with it. But I do believe that we could see it as the new norm in the next years coming. Like, it was something that was heavily criticized when players first started doing it for college football. And there's still some criticism
well, why
out
do you
there.
Think they're
but...
moving away from the NCAA as a whole. There's the league, the
I mean,
whatever
yeah.
the heck, JBA. There's the JBA.
Are you
now
referring
the,
to LeVar Ball's not real league?
Junior
league
basketball
that
association.
Sucked. Yep.
And now there's also the NBA is exploring an option, and I believe it's going to go into effect next year. I believe that's what they presume, that will allow players to skip and head straight to the G League.
Straight to the G League and
yeah.
things like that.
So I think maybe. With that, that's a way basketball is conducting to adjust to this and allow players, if they think they're ready, to skip those years and just work straight up from the G League. Now, you can get injured in the G League is the thing, but you don't sit out in the G League because that's your direct path to the NBA. That's a call-up from a team that you could get. So the thing is with the G League, you're getting paid too.
Right.
So you're already a professional athlete in that sense.
You're right. I don't think you'd sit out in the G League as much because at that point, that's your source of livelihood. I think a lot of people have a overly romanticized view of college sports in general. When you're in a college sport, your team owns you. You are owned by the team. It is your job. And while you are working a what is essentially a full-time job,
yeah.
you're a student. You're required to go to classes, do homework. It's a lot of pressure. College sports, being a student athlete, is not easy. It is incredibly difficult. So I think we are going to see people moving away from that with, in that sense, with the NBA because, I mean, it's a grueling long season. And then on top of that, trying to do work. Like, I admire the people that can do it. I could not do it. And I knew that. So it is insane to do that. But I think you're right. I think we're going to see more people start taking that G League route, not necessarily the people that get opportunities to go play at Duke and the Kansases of the world, but if somebody was thinking about NC State or the G League, I mean, I don't know. It's a question we gotta ask. But let's transition and start talking about something fun with basketball. Because the latest wave of NBA All-Star voting was out, and there was the traditional picks. And then there was the Vince Carters of the world, who get in because we like them, which isn't a bad thing. But here's what we got going. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's only three of us.
And 76 of you.
76 of you.
There's 2.1 million of you, if you guys didn't know.
You know, we're the fastest growing show, in my opinion, because when you start from zero and you go up, you're growing fast.
Well, T-Series who? We're coming for him.
PewDiePie who?
No, we don't want to take him. We just want to take
oh,
over T-Series.
Oh, that's fair enough.
We'll
that's
take second
enough.
Place.
We'll take second place.
Do we have an ad?
We have a Stay Humble.
Do we have an ad to do?
An ad for what?
All right, whatever.
Well,
story.
Here's our ad. It's for Absolutely Necessary, the podcast that you are now listening to. Please share us with others. Please consider it. It's a really big commitment we're making. We're in college. We have an education to do. But
this is our student athlete.
And we're in this podcast
I am a student
together.
Podcaster.
It's a real thing.
Thank you. Please share us around. Share us on social media, please. That would be the most helpful platform.
How do we share ourselves on social media? We need to make that happen.
Okay. Yes, please share us. We would appreciate that. Jackson had, for some reason, doesn't share us on social media, and we just
oh
my figure
gosh.
That out.
He hates
I am
us.
Extremely pissed now.
Please,
you guys might be even more of a part of our podcast than Jackson is, if you were to
gosh.
Share us. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate any support we can get on the show.
Yep. Including the ads that we...
Including the social media presence Jackson refuses to give us because he hates us.
Wait, are you a part of this show again?
Yes.
Wait, what's your name?
Jacob.
Wait, are we doing a show? Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. We want to get to the segment that I'm super excited to
I'm excited about this.
Game that we're doing, which is we're going to draft our own All-Star teams.
Woo!
As I clumsily mentioned before, there are three of us and there are only two All-Star teams, obviously. So we've changed the format up a little bit. We randomly generated a draft order and essentially who was getting each for a captain. We each have a captain, which was based on the draft order. Instead of doing East-West, we just, whoever has the most votes became one of our three captains. So Jackson, who has our first pick and gets our first captain, received LeBron James, who is currently leading all NBA players in voting.
Yes, sir.
Jacob is picking second. Again, randomly generated.
With
and he
the
receives
best player in the NBA as his captain.
The second most vote-getter, but the top in the East, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Greek freak.
Which you could not spell.
Ah, yes, I can spell it.
Anyway, would you like a second try at that, by the way?
What?
Last year we did
well,
the spelling
let's
bee.
Let's do this draft.
No, no, spell Giannis Antetokounmpo right now.
We should do the
spell
draft.
His name.
I know it.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
The thing is, I don't need to prove it.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
For 4 years, I have followed this man, okay?
And
I've been telling people, and I got so much crap for the first 2 years. People are like, oh my gosh, he's so thin, he's so thin. Well, guess what? He's a freaking monster now.
Skinny kids win championships.
You know what's up.
Anyway, I think I have the only player more athletic than Giannis Antetokounmpo. I am picking third, and I received the third top vote getter, which is Luka Doncic. He's an athletic freak of nature. He looks like me when I go into the gym and hoop up, which is to say, very white and very awkward. So let's get right into
it.
Our pool that we're picking from is the 40 vote-getters that are listed. So you get the top 10 from the guards and the top 10 from the front court, and that is for both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. We will each pick four starters to go with our captain and five bench players. Jackson, you're on the clock first. Are you ready for this? You should have this pick loaded up.
I am.
You
I have
whole,
it all
stalling to think of.
Ready. And I'm going to take with the first pick of the absolutely necessary NBA 2019 draft.
Wait! I gotta mention, in this hypothetical, we're putting these teams up against each other, like in a real game with stakes. So we're not gonna go pick Vince Carter because, oh, I like Vince Carter, which I love Vince Carter, but Vince Carter isn't a top 100 player in the NBA anymore. So why would you pick him in this? Anyway, are you ready?
I am ready.
Go ahead.
I am picking with my first pick Stephen Curry. I think he'll be a very good asset for the 3-point. I did not mess up because Steph Curry is.
Oh my gosh, he messed up.
How did I mess up, bro?
Oh my gosh.
You did not.
Your pick,
bro. We all know what you're saying. Stephen Curry is a fantastic player. He's the best shooter in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good fit next to LeBron.
I can't believe this.
All right.
Go for it, bro.
You can't believe it so much. Go ahead.
See, this is a tough pick. There's a lot of good players in this draft. But it's not a tough pick. I will take the Slim Reaper himself, Kevin Durant, the Snake.
Okay.
The Cupcake.
Boy, you went.
That was
nowhere with that.
The Cupcake.
The Cupcake. So I will get, as we are doing a snake draft, I get to pick two picks in a row here, and I'm pretty confident that both of these picks are really going to help for my team. I'm going to pick a second guard to go with Luka, some playmaking, you know. They're both playmakers. I'm going to pick James Harden.
Okay.
To pair with him in my backcourt, and then I'm going to go with a forward here. I'm going to go with the best forward available, in my opinion. Better than Kevin Durant in terms of how he's played this year.
I know, too.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh,
10 push-ups.
No, that's true. That was the best person to go.
Really? Okay. Well, I didn't expect him to pick that, though.
Who are you picking?
Oh, wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, it's my turn.
You're up,
my
guy.
Oh, yes. I got it. Anthony Davis.
It was between those two for me.
Oh, my gosh. My team is godly.
What? Shut up.
It actually is, bro.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, his team's pretty good. It was between Anthony Davis and Kawhi for me.
Yeah, we'll see what your team is. Your team might be better.
All right.
I mean, I got Luka, so I'm already out to a good start. Anyway, Jackson, you're up, too. You got two picks in a row here.
Yes, I
and
do.
And now the second and start the third.
And this is where it gets tricky for me.
I don't think it does.
I mean, it might. Let's hear him out here.
He wants Derrick Rose? Do I hear a Derrick Rose?
I'm kind of thinking
D-Rose!
No, he's my favorite player for sure. But I would have to go... I need some forward power here.
Carl Anthony Towns.
He's not on the vote, so I can't pick him.
That's terrible.
Because he's not popular enough.
Yeah, no kidding. He's not as popular as Jeremy Lin, apparently.
Who is it?
Jeremy Lin's balling out.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with two forwards here.
All right, complete that.
I'm going to go with Joel Embiid.
Is Joel Embiid available? Oh, yeah, he is. He's a three.
Also, remember, you can only take... You can only take two guards and three front court players.
Yep, I have.
That's for your starting lineup, your bench. I don't care as much, but you can't pick five guards for your
bench. Yo, for sure. No, I got
you. We're just going to adhere by the rules of the, you know what.
And then actually, you know what? I can hold off on forwards. I'm going to go get Kyrie.
Dang.
Yeah, see, I need two guards now if you guys look at my team, so.
All right, that's who we have. I like my picks now. Okay. You can go ahead, Jacob. It's now your turn.
Is it D-Rose time?
Do I get two?
No, D-Rose?
You just get your one, because you're in the middle.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And I have to go with a guard. Should I bring Ben Simmons in?
Westbrook's still out there, bro.
And Russell is out there.
Russell up
and Clay.
Lonzo Ball, though.
Jeremy Lin, man.
But D-Lil, I can't disrespect Damian Lillard. He shoots so well from three. D'Lo has been scorching this season from 3 points.
Yeah, Dame is just a baller.
But the fact is, I can get shooting at some point later. My shooting guard or point guard will do, small forward will do that. I'm not a huge fan of this man, but this is going to be absolutely insane with him and Giannis on the fast break. So, Russell Westbrook, welcome to the team.
Okay, good pick.
Russell Westbrook, welcome to the off-ballers.
Is that what you've named your team?
Ash, it's unofficially edited.
The off-ballers.
The copyright is pending.
I'm 100% naming mine Hallelujah, no matter what. See, you guys actually kind of stole my idea with your picks, because I kind of wanted to take either Russell or Kyrie to use as like a sixth man off the bench and just get
so you must have had an exciting
play for my guards. So I'm kind of stuck in a sense.
Sound kind of really.
I don't know exactly what I'm gonna do here. You know what? No, I do. Paul George.
Okay.
And then, do I round out my starting lineup, or
I would do that. Just between you and me, there isn't much.
Nikola Jokic.
Interesting.
Nikola Jokic is extremely underrated. I mean...
Okay, guy.
What?
Okay, guy. Underrated?
Yes, underrated.
He's either
no,
rated
nobody
fairly
knows
or
how
he's...
good he is.
Yes, they do.
Nobody pays attention
to
Denver. Denver has been low-key one of the best teams in play.
They have been. They have been the best
age,
team.
Athletic players are appreciated, and he's not as overwhelmingly athletic. I honestly wish Miles Bridges was on here, because I would draft him, but,
hopping in the dunk contest.
Oh,
he better be in the
dunk
contest.
Get it? Hopping.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, wait, are you telling me?
He still
has my turn?
Don't tell him!
My turn?
Yeah,
who did you draft?
I drafted Paul George.
That's right, your turn.
Oh, D-Wade's still available!
I have Klay Thompson or Damian Lillard.
Okay, yeah, you can take a shooter. I'll allow it.
That's fine, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ben Simmons is still there too, but...
Then take him.
Ben Simmons is still there too.
Klay Thompson won't be as good.
Then dump me.
But I would go smaller. But Lillard's wet. This is actually a really tough decision. Both great shooters. One's better off the dribble. I think they're actually both. This is controversial.
Quit stalling, pick.
But I think Damian Lillard and Klay Thompson can both shoot about as equal from the three-point line.
Three.
Klay Thompson's like 3% better.
Two.
So Lillard, I'm taking Lillard.
All right, good.
Gosh.
Wait, do you have Thompson already?
No, he picked Lillard instead of Thompson.
You can
so
go ahead and get Thompson. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm on reserves. Just.
I believe after this pick, we are all on reserves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that would be...
I'm going to go...
Does he get two?
Yep, he gets back-to-back.
Here. I'm going to get my last forward, and that will be...
Vince Carter.
Where have Joel Embiid? Hey, shoot, I was going to pick Dame. Carter. Can't screw it up. Sir, stop whispering in my face. Okay. Gordon Hayward. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go with...
It's a no-brainer. Don't you love this play?
I'm going with Clay off the bench for my nice shooting.
Nice!
And I'm going to go and also round out my starting lineup with... What are you talking about?
Just pick!
Oh my gosh.
You guys are horrible. I'm inserting a game clock.
On there.
No, what? No, I'm... You know what? Screw it. Shut up. I'm going to get... Since I already have a center, Jimmy Butler.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I was like, what?
What are you doing?
Sorry, I was thinking of, it was either him or Cousins, because I like Cousins coming off the bench, but I can't take the chance on
it. So what, you picked Butler and Clay?
Butler and Clay.
So it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I picked Jason Tatum.
Dang it. I'm not biased or anything, but...
not at all, I just wanted Kyrie and... Tatum coming off the bench for me, it's alright.
I mean, there are still some Celtics there if I feel like going down
that
way.
Yo, double it up, Hayward and Horford.
So we, I mean, as I prefaced at the beginning, we're playing this like a real game.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're looking for players that are a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my starting five all fit together. I got playmakers at the one and the two who are unselfish. I'm going to get good offense and defense out of my... forwards, and Nikola Jokic is a fantastic offensive player. Like, this team's going to spread the floor like none other. So, I want to build my bench to complement this. I got a lot of shooting. I can afford to take a non-shooter. Ben Simmons.
See, that's who I was going to take, but too bad. No one's taken Blake Griffin, have they?
No.
And, at this point, I think you're lined up free to take him.
Well, you have two picks.
I know.
Okay.
It's hard to decide what I want to do.
He's honestly the best. We don't have to. We're not required to take anybody. So, yeah.
I'm contractually obligated. No. Ooh. But Jeremy Lin's on the board. Yeah, Blake.
Mm-hmm. I expected that. I gotta get shout out to my guy Zach LaVine. I miss you in Minnesota, man, but you're balling.
You can pick
but
him.
But I am not picking Zach.
Oh my gosh.
I'm picking the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Goran Dragic.
The Black Panther, Victor Oladipo.
Oh my, thank you. Okay.
Ah, that's who I was thinking of.
Victor Oladipo.
Okay, thank you for not picking my pick.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, bro.
I picked the better one.
I thought he was going to slide through.
I doubt that because my boy is second in the West Guard voting right now. D. Rose, boy. You can't leave me hanging with him. We're getting Derrick Rose, baby. You're on the team.
I hope he's a starter, honestly.
I know.
That would be
so great.
He starts above James Harden.
Oh, no. And also, I'm going to get another big man. And he's going to help me out. The strongest man in the NBA, supposedly.
Oh.
Stephen Adams.
Wait.
That's how you say his name. Yeah.
Stephen
Adams. Stephen Adams.
Honestly, great pick.
Looking like Aquaman, my boy. With the muscles.
Hey, great pick.
Who came first?
By the way, follow me on Twitter. JacobMassick2 at JacobMassick2, and I actually just posted on Twitter earlier this morning at 8 a.m. when I was walking to my 8 a.m. class.
Okay.
Stephen Adams is the most underrated player in the NBA. This man may be from another planet. Did you all see the finger roll he did last night?
No, I didn't. I just
backwards. He went 1-2 to the rim, went to the opposite side, well in the air, and finger rolled it off the glass and in. Insane. And it's my pick.
Yes.
That's cool. I was sleeping at 8 a.m. But go ahead.
Yeah. Gotta love college.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Wow. So some big names out here. Kemba Walker still on the board. Kyle Lowry still on the board. Whatever. Vince Carter. Pascal Siakam. Game winner last night.
Bradley. He's won a heck of a fit, dude. Glue guy.
Bradley Beal is still a fit. Kyle Kuzma, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins still on the... Oh, I forgot about DeMarcus Cousins. And we have DeMar DeRozan. Oh, my.
Pick.
Okay. There's a lot of good players left, folks. And I saw him. Sorry, guys. I saw the pick.
Oh, my God.
Can I add, like, a bench coach?
No, player? Get your stinking...
bench coach player.
Chris Paul.
Okay. Decent pick.
That's it.
A sensational late-round pick. Are you kidding me?
Sensational.
I'm going Boogie.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. I see, like, I just can't, I don't know. I don't know if I trust him yet, because he hasn't even played a game yet. But
in our hypothetical situation, the way we'll play it out, it's no injuries, you're getting
he's
guys
a dog?
Oh, well, that would have been nice to know.
I apologize.
Pick another one.
No, it's all good. Yeah, pick another one.
I know, I'm deciding who I want to fit in, because at this point, I've got Simmons, who I'll probably run a point.
Guard.
I need guard play.
There's some good shooters still.
There are some good shooters still. And I'm
not
going to lie.
I have highlighted who I think you're going to take.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little tempted to go with Kyle Kuzma.
I'd go for it, bro.
I'm a little tempted. But
I have highlighted who I think you're
Hayward.
Gonna take.
It's going to be Hayward.
I'm going to go with Bradley Beal.
Oh.
Ooh. I thought you were going to go with Kyle Lowry because he's top in 3-point. But
I thought he was going to get Hayward.
And
Bradley Beal's been hot lately, so.
I will then take Kyle Kuzma.
Dang it!
That's who I was hoping for. So, Kyle Kuzma, what a game last night he played. Honestly phenomenal. He's carrying them right now. Same with whatever, I can't say his last name, starts with a Z, center, white dude.
See, guys,
Zubac?
Yeah.
Ivan Zubac?
Ivica?
Zubac?
I gotta say, there's a reason why people are voted, and there was one man
who
evaded every pick so far that we have neglected to realize.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Devin Booker because he's in the 10th position.
No, bro. 1.7 million votes. Dwayne's there for a reason. I'm taking him as my third guard on the bench.
Oh, guys.
And then
I think I gotta take an honorable pick after my next pick.
My next one.
Honorable. It's Vince, isn't it?
I'm gonna
take. Recognize a great.
But no, you know what? No, I'm gonna ruin Jacob's parade.
Why would you ruin it? There's Devin Booker still on the board.
No, I want Devin Booker. That's
Bradley
like
Beal. Up! Shut up!
Chris Paul, Lonzo Ball.
Shut
DeMar
up!
DeRozan.
Shut up! Stop giving him ideas.
Is DeMar actually on the report now?
Yes. Zach LaVine, Kyle Lowry.
Shut your mouth.
Oh my gosh, there's someone on the board.
Put him on the board.
I'm not gonna say it. But I don't think anyone's taking him.
I'm shot clocking you again.
Which one?
5.
No,
four,
10. You gotta start at 10.
Fine. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
I'm gonna
10,
go.
2, 1, pick.
Vince Carter.
Yeah!
Okay, who I was gonna say, and I know Logan's gonna take him because he sees him, is Kemba Walker is still on the board at number 3 in the voting. And Kemba Walker is an absolute hype beast and takes ankles every day. But all I need on my team is some glue. Where do you find some glue in this lineup?
Grand
where
Drive.
Could he be?
It's Pascal Siakam,
baby! Oh. All right, we're ready. Okay.
See, I was originally going to take Kemba.
We have 2 picks, so.
No, I only have 1 because it's the 10th round.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, after this, we all do honorary picks.
Mine's basically just a throwback to the past.
It's kind of, honestly, for fit in this team, it's between DeMar DeRozan and Devin Booker.
And Al Horford. Oh.
And since I got Ben Simmons for size to guard people, I can run two small dudes. So I'm going to take Devin Booker.
Okay, so players left are Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Kemba Walker. Wow, we really
I feel bad about leaving Kemba Walker.
Kyle Lowry?
I feel bad about both of them.
Zach LaVine, Jeremy Lin, Goran Dragic. Bradley Beal was taken, though.
Bradley Beal was taken by me.
Okay, who's else is left? Draymond Green.
Jeremy Lin.
Draymond Green was not taken.
Donkey can stay.
DeMar DeRozan was not taken. Was Clay Thompson was not taken.
Clay Thompson was taken by Jackson Layard himself.
Lonzo Ball and Devin Booker were not taken. My honorary pick, I would like to take an all-time...
I just took Devin Booker.
Okay, I would like to take an all-time great. One of the greatest players to ever play the game. He brought inspiration to us and still does. This man is a living, walking legend.
I really hope you say names.
Lonzo Ball.
Good God. All right, you get to pick a coach out of the players left. You get to pick a coach.
Oh, I get to pick a coach now?
No.
What? No.
Yeah.
You already picked his honorary. We had to all pick honorary players.
Lonzo Ball is your coach.
Oh, okay.
What? He's a terrible coach.
Exactly. No, you picked him. Too bad.
I want Draymond Green to be my coach.
I want Pop. I want Pop.
Jeremy Lin, baby.
The Pop's going
to... Jeremy Lin has to know basketball, right?
I got Kawhi, though, so I can't take Pop. So I'm going to take Brad Stevens.
Oh, we're going to pick a coach?
Yeah, I'm taking Brad Stevens.
No, you can take an honorary player, too.
Honorary player, too?
I choose coach over honorary.
I want Jeremy. Player. I want Jeremy Lin as my
he's the
honorary.
Injury player if someone gets injured.
Right, and then I want Tom Thibodeau as my...
I would like Ryan Saunders.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go with Doc Rivers. As my coach.
Interesting. I agree with Brad Stevens. I think he's a wonderful coach. But I think there's one coach in the NBA who is looked over and is a very extremely good basketball mind.
Just take
has
Greg.
A very personal
just
relationship with the players.
Just take Greg.
Steve Kerr.
Oh.
Wouldn't
say he's exactly.
And as my
there.
Assistant on the USA All-Star team, I will take Greg.
See, I thought about taking Greg, but I have Kawhi, so no.
Okay, well, no, they're all actually right. Still good. But
so,
here, go through your team.
Let's run through these teams. I'll make my argument for mine.
Can I rearrange my lineup if I want some of the reserves? Oh, no, I can't. Okay.
Nope. My starters are James Harden, Luka Doncic, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Nikola Jokic. And off the bench, I got Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. I want all the B's. B, 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 A. Blake Griffin and DeMarcus Cousins. So, here's why my team is better than all of yours.
It's not.
And I got Brad Stevens as coach. I should mention that. Because that's a big reason. Brad Stevens is one of the smartest minds in the game today.
The worst.
Not only sets up a fantastic offense.
I appreciate your respect. They draft Vince Carter.
But he sets up a fantastic defense. And he knows how to get the most out of his players.
I drafted a
James Harden and Luka Doncic. Are people that can score and can create opportunities.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, 3-point shooters that can also create their own shots and can play fantastic defense. They're locking everyone down.
Well, no.
Yes.
Not
Nikola Jokic
not
can
the second
make
and third
plays,
best player in the NBA.
Can make
oh, wait, the first
plays.
And, the first
and then
and
coming
third.
Off the bench, I got Ben Simmons to create and to play some D, and I'm surrounding him with shooters. Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, shooters. Blake Griffin, shockingly
wait,
good
can
shooter.
I say something quick?
And then I got Boogie Cousins, who's healthy in this scenario, holding things down.
Okay, time out, time
beat
out.
This team. You
so,
can't.
Boogie Cousins and Blake Griffin will not be able to post up as long as Ben Simmons has the
no,
ball.
No, just make
and
your
if
thing.
You pass it in the post, Ben Simmons off the ball will be a liability. So therefore, your team is in trouble.
That's why I got him shooters. That's
yeah,
why I got him shooters.
But if he's off the ball, this guy's going to help way down.
Blake Griffin doesn't need to post up, though. Blake Griffin can shoot from the outside.
Cool. He'll be locked up by this team right here. Because Blake Griffin can't escape Giannis. The starting five for the Freaks and Greeks.
Freaks and Greeks.
Russell
oh
Westbrook will start at point guard. At shooting guard, Damian Lillard. Lights out shooter, top three shooting in the NBA. Small forward, Kevin Durant. I don't need to say anything. One of the best offensive players to ever play in the NBA. Power forward, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player to ever play in the NBA. Center, Anthony Davis. Well, the second best player to ever play in the NBA. Center, Anthony
behind
Davis.
Behind Scal?
Anthony Davis, what a legend. This guy is absolutely unstoppable. I cannot believe I got him with my third pick. This guy, if I was starting a franchise today, I would have to think about him as the first pick. Reserves, point guard Chris Paul, shooting guard Victor Oladipo, small forward Jason Tatum, power forward Kyrie Kuzma, center Pascal Siakam. This team is literally great defensively, extremely fast, young and hungry, and we're ready to go, we're ready to win some games with our bench coach Lonzo Ball, our assistant coach Greg Popovich, and our coach Steve Kerr. This team has length, shooting, defense, everything you need. I cannot believe I got this team. This team is absolutely insane. No one's stopping them on offense and on defense. They're too fast, too quick. They can recover and help each other, play help and recover defense, and it will be too easy to stop the opponent.
Oh, man, that is a very compelling argument, you two. But let me just tell you,
Vince Carter.
My secret weapon. No, but seriously, when we're talking about three-point shooting, who do you think of coming off your top of your head? You think of
Ray Allen.
Stephen Curry.
Reggie Miller.
Okay.
Del Curry.
Well.
Del Curry.
All good points, but right
Riley
now.
Riley Curry.
They're not in the All-Star game.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, okay, anyway, guy. We're thinking of Steph Curry. We're thinking of Mr. Clutch himself. Kyrie Irving winning the game 7.
Wait, are you starting Steph and Kyrie side by side?
Yes, sir.
What position is Steph playing?
Steph's playing point. Kyrie's playing shooting guard.
No, you should have switched that around.
Nah, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir. Watch this.
Okay. They both take the ball, though. No. Oh, wait. No, they don't, because you got LeBron.
Curry's off screens will be insane.
Curry off screens. Curry anywhere will do damage, because guess what? We got Jimmy locking down defenders. And okay, Steph Curry. Okay, I'm sorry. Kyrie, point guard. Stephen Curry, shooting guard. No, I didn't. Wait, did
you
I?
Really changed you changed it.
No.
Go ahead. Make your argument.
No, keep going.
Keep going.
Sorry. Steph, shooting guard. Sorry. No, shoot. Never
mind. Keep going.
Okay, Jimmy Butler, small forward. LeBron James, power forward.
You didn't draft Jimmy as a starter.
Yeah,
I did.
Thank
you. Then Joel Embiid, rounding out the centers. Powerful rim protector. Very nice. Then off the bench, we got Klay Thompson. Derrick Rose, boy. We got those guys off the bench. We coming back with Dwayne Wade for the third guard on the bench. And also with Vince Carter locking up power forward. And the boy, Stephen Adams. This team is definition is rim protector. Sure, Antetokounmpo and Davis are good. Oh, good. They got the
scoring. Okay, let's compare. Who are the best at each position? So, point guard. Who are your point guards? Russell Westbrook for me.
Harden.
Say your players.
James Harden.
Stephen Curry.
I win.
What?
Jackson wins that one.
I've got the defending MVP and a guy who, to be honest, didn't exist and I give it to him.
I got Curry.
Shooting guard. Damian Lillard.
Klay Thompson.
Luka Doncic. I got him.
I think I won.
No, what?
You definitely didn't. Luka's better than
what?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Klay is not better. Klay is definitely
just as good as Klay and can dribble. So
plus Luka's cuter.
Yeah. Small forward.
You're joking.
Kevin Durant.
Wait, for a small forward?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
He loses. Okay.
I'd give all three of these to me.
Power forward? No, I.
But I'm not biased.
I beat you. KD beats him. Power forward, Giannis.
LeBron.
Yeah. No.
Shut up.
Alright, and then
I have
center.
The best player. I won.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
I got Jokic.
I got Embiid.
So who won the most positions?
I did. No, you did. You 100% didn't.
I had two.
It's either 3-2 me and Logan or 2-3. So one of us 2-1.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And then if we're gonna rank the benches all together, I think it's actually me.
No. Okay. Point guard Chris Paul.
Ben Simmons.
What's yours?
Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I think I won.
Definitely.
Okay. Shooting guard Victor Oladipo.
Bradley Beal. Nope, Devin Booker. Excuse me, I got those backwards.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I was playing by position. I had Klay on my bench. I had Kyrie as my shooting guard.
Okay,
but,
say
sorry.
Your bench shooting guard.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he... No, I win, Victor.
Shut your mouth! You are disrespecting Klay so much
Klay.
Right
okay.
here.
Okay, I'll give it to Klay.
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Jason Tatum.
Booker.
Vince Carter.
I won. Okay. Kyle Kuzma.
Blake Griffin.
Dwayne Wade.
You win. Center.
Boogie.
Steven Adams.
He wins.
Thank you.
2-2-1.
Listen,
Jackson and me tied.
Listen, we're never going to solve this.
Honorary player.
So,
honorary
player.
Jeremy Lin.
Lonzo Ball.
That's game.
I have 2.3.
DeMar DeRozan.
Jeremy Lin.
We're taking honorary players.
Coaches.
Me.
Doc Rivers. No, I'm shut.
Listen, we're never deciding this. So,
Seeker,
if anybody wants to tweet at Jacob Masick.
Jacob Masick 2.
Or message us and let us know.
It's JACOBMASEK.
Don't forget Vince Carter.
JACOBMASEK 2.
If you'd like to message that or tweet at him and let him know who's
also
better.
Also, if you have any questions for the podcast, tweet at JACOBMASEK 2 or send a message to absolutelynecessary@gmail.com.
Yep.
Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We will try to do better next time. We'll see you in another life. Or next week. Whatever comes first.
D-Rose.
Anybody else got an itch?